Welcome to this episode of Reddit Guy. The subreddit we will listen to today is called r/choosingbeggars. Our first post of this episode comes from Grinning Zero Colossus and it's titled "I'm not allowed to bring my snake to your pumpkin farm. Thanks, now my child is crying. Link 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 link." The next post from UMadBridge0H is titled "And a soda too. Was buying some bagels and as I was leaving a homeless man asked me to buy him a sandwich. He seemed like he was on drugs so I was already hesitant but whatever man, if you're begging for food sure I can help you out. So I say okay and turn to go back in, when this man hollers, oh and a Pepsi too. Brew. Lol sir I am a college student buying you a sandwich, I'm sorry but you gotta do without the soda." The next post from UnhappyPie98 is titled "I don't understand why would I lower my price because you have to come from a long distance. Dot. I've been trying to sell a brand new JBL audio thing, when I say brand new, it's still in the box with everything. The only thing I don't have is the guarantee. I've been trying to sell the thing at €250, I lowered my price due to COVID-19 to €230 but that's it. The guy told me because he is working 82 kilometers away from me, 1 hour from my town, I had to lower my price to €200, which I replied well no. It's not really my problem. Plus he told me is actually living in a town 44 kilometers away from mine, roughly 42 minutes of driving. I told him, well go home, finish working, then come fetch the thing, idk. Why would I lower my price because of him driving? He could come in a horse the price will still be €230. Idk maybe I'm wrong but yeah. The next post from Manic Pixie Dream NB is titled "Homeless man demands a maid to order sandwich. I work at a homeless shelter. We serve our residents 3 meals a day out of food donated to us from the food bank. We don't pick out the food ourselves, so every day we just have to make meals out of whatever food we have at the time. On this particular day I was helping prep and serve lunch, and that day we had been given roast beef, cheese, mayonnaise, and whole wheat bread, so that's what we made that day's sandwiches out of, edit. We were also serving apples, oranges, raisins, chips, and cookies alongside the sandwiches. As I'm serving lunch, one of the residents comes up and asks me if we have ham sandwiches. Me. Today's sandwiches are roast beef. Resident. I only eat ham. Me. Sorry, we only have roast beef today. Resident. But I want ham. Me. Well we only have roast beef today. That's what was donated to us. We don't have any ham. Resident. I want ham. And I only eat white bread. Me. Sorry, today we only have whole wheat. Resident. I want a ham sandwich on white bread. Me. I'm sorry, I can't make you a special sandwich. This is what we have. Take it or leave it. He eventually did take one of the roast beef sandwiches, but it just amazes me that he seriously thought he could special order a sandwich from a homeless shelter that has limited food and gives everyone the same thing. This is a shelter, not Subway. Generally people here are happy just to be fed. Edit. Perhaps I should clarify that I've been homeless myself in the past, twice, and have struggled with mental health issues most of my life, and I don't just mean depression, I mean bipolar psychosis. I do sympathize and I didn't get mad at him, I even stayed calm the whole time. I'm just sharing this story because I found it an amusing and unusual situation. The next post from the Hypnotoad87 is titled "Of course it was Craigslist. Dot. A few years ago I got a couch free of charge from a co-worker and her husband. It had some crayon markings from kids just on the back of the couch, but it could easily be pushed up against a wall, lightweight, no stains or weird smells, and it was of course free to come pick up. I got it and owned it for a couple years before deciding I no longer needed it and it was taking up space in my house. After asking around at work, there was no interest so I put it up on Craigslist along with a few other things my wife and I were planning on getting rid of. Some stuff still had value so we sold it but the couch was straight up free of charge. My first hit naturally asked if it was still available. Absolutely. Cool, can you drop it off at such and such address 30 minutes over in the next town? Wait what? Oh we're having a party tonight and we need it, bro. It's fucking free, and I gotta work in 45 minutes. Can you ship it? I'm not paying anything to include gas for a free fucking couch, it will be in my driveway at this address if you want it. So naturally it was still there when I got back from work. A very polite and awesome dude came and picked it up the next day. Assuming I didn't violate the rules, I'll post the story of selling my old POS truck next if anyone asks. The next post from the Hypnotoad87 is titled "Since it was requested, the truck story. Dot. In 2013, I purchased a truck from a less than reputable dealership. I was young and dumb, so I settled for the first vehicle that was within my impossibly low standards, small truck, either old Toyota Tacoma or Ford Ranger with working air conditioning and a radio. Yes, I know. 2005 Ford Ranger. Anyways, this truck came with a whole slew of problems. Brake system got replaced 2.5 times in 3 years, differential was repaired a couple times, fuel sensor repaired, chronic check engine light, got a CD stuck in the radio, oh, and the undercarriage was so rusty that the step collapsed when my stepson was getting out at a gas station. Overall, this thing shouldn't have been still alive, yet somehow it was. Fast forward to summer 2016. I am working night shift, wife is working overnight shift, we're getting our lives together in a new home together to get married in a few months, and my father was on his deathbed. Given the stress of that last part and everything else going on, we both determined we had the money to trade up from our beaters. Her car was able to sign over instantly, no problem. Selling the Ranger was a different story. So I posted pictures once again on Craigslist, along with the complete maintenance history and Carfax report. The blue book value, as I saw, even with the absolute worst conditions possible, still had the truck at $13-1,400. I was stunned, but given the desire to just be rid of this thing, I put it up for $1,000. Offers started trickling in left and right for the truck. Notable offers included one guy who came and looked at it twice driving from halfway across the state. He initially offered a table saw and a shotgun, but rescinded the offer due to just needing to focus on his life. Totally understandable. The next guy came and looked at the truck, asked why the price was so low, so I referenced all of the maintenance that had been done on the truck as was stated in the Craigslist ad. He texted back and forth, even asked if a mechanic friend of his could come look at it. Mind you, by this point this fucking thing has been taking up room in my driveway for 3 weeks. I had no objections to the mechanic looking at it, except he never came to look at it. This dude then texts me an offer of $600, LMAO no dude. I've already taken $300 or $400 off, and I have been open and honest with all the maintenance I had done and remaining life expectancy. Finally had one dude a week later come by with $900 and said he would take it now. I proudly sold him the truck and title in 30 minutes. Today's last post from Jeffrey Donger is titled, Meta. Looking for a post where the beggee, who is selling a weed whacker or similar, pretends the beggar, who is trying to demand he drastically lower the price and deliver it to him, is, in the end, just a great bargainer, and then ghosts on him causing the beggar to melt down. It's my fave. Dot. But I can't find it. Does anyone know the post talking about and have better search foo than me? Thanks in advance if so.